I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Another month, another full moon special. We've got a bloody full moon. Oh my gosh, that was bloody horrible. and I won't go there. I apologize to my English listeners. I won't even, but you know what? No promises. I won't do that again in this podcast. I probably won't, but no promises. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it is time. It is time for a full moon special. It's also a blood moon, a super moon, and the special flower moon, which, okay, I was intending on going one way with this, but there's a fire burning in my vessel lately due to what's going on in our political climate, which it's something that shouldn't even be a political issue. But anyway, towards the end, I'm going to share something else, since the flower is very symbolic of this and our empowerment, and I'm sure you know where I'll be headed with that, but that's a little hint. Anyway, it will appear as a total lunar eclipse for most of us in North America, and the magic will occur on Sunday, May 15th into the wee hours of Monday the 16th. So will I be staying up all night? You know what? My intention is to. I'm gonna find a way. Apparently the moon will appear 7% larger than usual, and I'd love to see that. Also, another side of me is feeling very passionate and alive in a variety of ways. I just feel like life is flowing magically. I feel powerful. I feel empowered. I feel connected, and I'm just overall joyous, and I am in deep trust to the universe. And I'm not going to say surrender though, not during this time. I intend to be very proactive in my state of Utah. I'm in California right now, but I'm going to be headed that way in like 3 weeks. I just got back to California, but I feel called to head back there, and I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to wave the white flag. No. I feel guided to be very proactive about this, and I'm excited to fight for every woman's body. So for me, it's not a time to surrender, but to trust and feel empowered and embrace that fire within, which is definitely flaming, but it's a very powerful, energetic time indeed. And so, of course, right now we have the flower moon. Anyway, there are a few ways I am viewing this full moon to be very symbolic, and also using the power of the flower that is so high vibrational and really uplifts the spirits and allows the passions, I feel at least, to just flow. So yes, I will be surrounding myself with flowers to manifest and release. Anyway, I love that it's called the flower moon, this moon, which I'm sure you get why. I mean, spring has sprung, so have many flowers here in North America abundantly, and hence the flower moon. It's a no-brainer why it's called the flower moon. But I was curious what my friends in the other hemisphere down under, I'm sorry, I'll stop. I'm not sorry though, but call this moon, and it looks like they are keeping it harmonious and also call it the flower moon. It looks like they also call it the milk moon or the beaver moon, which all happen to represent the power of the women as well. Am I right? Yeah. Don't you feel though that flowers are powerful vibrational spirit uplifters? Surround yourself with them and allow your spirits to feel uplifted, especially the ones that you yourself and your unique spirit feel drawn to for whatever reason. Is it a tulip? Is it a sunflower? Is it a rose? What flower are you drawn to? I'll be placing a variety of them that I'm drawn to all around my condo and getting them at this local garden center near me. So if you have a garden center, a nursery, that's perfect. Or if you have your own little garden, perfect. Perhaps even just sit and surround yourself with the flowers outside. Even better. Or if you want to get them at a store, perfecto. As long as you are drawn to it, and there's a good chance that having it around will lift your spirits. That is key for this manifestation. And some people might just feel more uplifted with plants, certain plants. Whatever beautiful blooming body of nature lifts your spirits.
Now, of course, you have to do it this way. Is it like, oh my gosh, I have to have flowers around me, otherwise I will not be able to manifest this moon. No. And this is a disclaimer that most of you know. I just feel like I should say it just in case. Like, there's so many ways to manifest this mini series, this little moon mini series. I'm just sharing with you every moon what I'm intending on doing. And if you feel guided to do it as well or something similar, then feel free. And for this one, it's simple. I wanted to simply surround myself with a bunch of flowers to uplift my spirits before I begin the manifestation. Having the energy of real flowers and plants around does wonders to not only your mental health, but also, I believe, your spirit as well. And so naturally, you'll feel more relief and release, and not in a bypass way, but you'll feel more uplifted to actually allow in energetically whatever the manifestation is. I mean, there's a reason why when people are grieving, you deliver them flowers, because it helps uplift their spirits. Perhaps there's some sort of release there that flowers naturally, innately bring you. And apparently, having these flowers around are a beautiful manifestation for love, whether that be a romantic love, or why I love to have them around is for my self-love. Just give them myself a little love, just a little love. And that's also a very empowering energy to be in. So, of course, we want the power of nature to surround us and uplift our spirits, our vibrational being. I mean, that's just a very simple way to do it as well. And of course, if you feel like it, have your crystals, have essential oils diffusing into the air, whatever really uplifts your spirit, especially during the full moon when you are calling something in. And yes, of course, you can find this inside of you. You don't have to get anything, but it does also help to have things that just make you feel good. And as you're surrounded by the flowers, let's embrace the feeling, our gratitude of being immersed with these flowers or plants, and close your eyes, smell them, smell the roses, and listen within to what they make you feel, how they make you feel, which may clue you in on the frequency that they emit, and just really bask in that for a while. You don't need to begin manifesting it. Just be so present with the beauty that surrounds you, with their magical energy, these flowers. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey, knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Also, allow yourself to feel aligned within your body. So maybe if it appeals to you to look within and clear your chakras, or just allow yourself to feel connected and rooted into the ground, into Mother Earth, then perhaps that is your sign and you're there. Just a unique sensation in your body that feels unique to you. And it could be a buzzing or a pulsing or a feeling that feels good, feels at ease. You know when your spirit has lifted, when your vibration has raised. You intuitively know and trust that knowing. And if you're sick or if you're in pain, you'll have your own unique way of feeling good, feeling lifted, your spirit feeling lifted. And just trust your inner knowing that you're there and your vibration has lifted. And then at this time, once you feel that lift, that vibration within, that connection, craft your clear intention as you're embracing this energy and become crystal quartz clear on what you want and write it down. Well, open your eyes, unless you can do it while closing your eyes, and write it down in present tense somewhere. However you feel like writing this out that brings you more ease, journal, computer, phone, whatever. I've done it all. Take that as you will. Do what feels right for you. And then bring your focus to feeling that experience in present tense, if possible. And if that feels too out of reach, if that doesn't feel right for you, then you can just feel excited about what will be, what will happen, or feeling so excited about it coming to you. And that's okay. Again, we're all wired so uniquely. So obviously align it in a way, script it in your mind or out loud or on the paper in a way that resonates with you and where you're at. And then from there, I'm just going to keep it simple to a full moon manifestation. There are some full moons where it's fun to go all out, but for this one, I'm just going to keep it simple. Basically, to sum it up, just bask in the presence, the energy of the plants around me, the flowers, and then visualize where I intend to be as if it's already happening. And then after all that, I'm just going to ease my mind with a meditation and just play some music, high vibrational music in the background, and just soothe my soul. Let the powers be. And that is where I'll surrender. That is where I will surrender and trust in the universe. Now, of course, like I said, where I won't surrender is where I feel this fiery passion to, yes, I'm using the word fight for, stand up for is another way to say it. Women's rights to their body. So I'll keep this short and simple since I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm from a red state. And when I'm there, I'm not really thinking about the political climate or the political environment. I already know that my beliefs don't really align with that of the state I'm in as far as, well, my spiritual beliefs are not the majorities there, and also my political beliefs. But regardless, when I'm there, I feel at home. I love my state. I'm there not because of the political climate. That would be silly. I'm there because, well, I grew up there, and therefore whenever I'm there, I feel at home and at peace, and I love it there. It's my favorite state. It is. Minus the political climate, this is another movement in which I'm ready to be proactive about. And I think that the flower moon is so symbolic of that, as flowers represent our flowers, our empowered space and place, this beautiful space within us that where when we tap into that, we can really feel ourselves, our soul. And this is the space that reminds us of our sovereignty, of our connection with the womb and Mother Nature and our mothers and our ancestry and our traumas. And this, if Roe v. Wade were to overturn, that's just another trauma that many women would face. It's something that I am going to make sure does not happen, and I don't want it to happen in our nation or in any state. With that being said, as I know I'm preaching to the choir, I have so much to say on this, and I can get so fired up about this, and I can go on and on and on, and I often do. Just want to remind you that for this full moon, it doesn't hurt to perform or to manifest as well, or to wish as well for the best for all women. Collectively, maybe we can energetically shift some powers, but also to not just rely on that, but of course to be proactive, I'm going to put some links in the show notes of a couple of different amazing nonprofit organizations who have done so much for women. One of them being the NWLC, who happens to not only defend the rights to our healthcare, to our bodies, but also helps protect women and girls from sexual violence, along with the Women's March, as they are showing up in groves and forces around the nation to make sure that our bodies are protected. Whew, I feel the fire within whenever I bring this up, and I can already feel the fire beginning to flame more the more I talk about it. I feel the collective fire, the collective passion about this. Of course we're passionate. This is our bodies. And this is an issue that has nothing to do with everyone else in the world. This is just something between the woman and what is within her womb as a woman. No one else. So I can't believe in 2022 that this is even up for debate or discussion. Never would I ever thought that we would regress to this. I'm not scared because I feel like we are way more powerful than any man in that Supreme Court. It's wild, is it not? It's wild. Our flowers and what we do with them being up for debate by men is not acceptable. So let us rise during this full moon in any way, shape, or form. And when we put that energy out during the full moon, it's only that much more powerful. And the more of us that do it, ooh, the powers that be. And of course, during the full moon and beyond the full moon, do what we can outside of the manifestation space, just as humans. Look into the organizations, donate or volunteer or do what you can with the organizations who already have the tools and the systems in place to make sure that this does not happen. They just need more people to help. So that way, we're not only doing what we can in our vibrational space during the full moon when we're manifesting and also thinking of all the other women, but also taking actions as humans to make sure that women are protected. So I say this to not only manifest for yourself, but for the collective, this super moon. Use our powers collectively as we do this. I know that that's going to be in my heart since it's already burning within my double Leo vessel. I am so ready to continue to stand for this. And if you ever want me to just fire off in an episode about it, perhaps I might. I have considered doing that, though I feel like I'm just preaching to the choir who knows everything already can take, or the toll it can take, especially for those that might not be so privileged financially or have access to this given their circumstance in life, whatever the circumstance might be. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope that we'll be regressing to the 17th century. Do not give up hope. We are so empowered. Our ancestors would be so proud of us, of the progress we've made as women, how we have expanded in so many ways, and we are powerful beyond measure. We're more powerful than the Supreme Court collectively, all of us together. I don't care what the government makes us think about this. We are way more powerful together, and we're gonna rise. They're gonna regret ever making us feel guilty about what we do with our flowers. And we're not gonna be shamed for what we wanna do. We're just gonna rise and stand up and fight for not only our bodies, but every woman's body and our right to sovereignty. Anyway, so with all that being said, I am sending so much love, sending passion, and sending acceptance. If you feel any fire within as well, to simply just accept and embrace it, because it's a beautiful thing. And please look at the links. Embrace this special flower moon, this super moon. I hope that you get to see it at its peak, at its largest. And yeah, with all that being said, I hope you have a magical week in Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way.
please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.